This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I had a real good productive weekend. Real good productive weekend. Don't you hate it when somebody says, oh, I got so much done this weekend, or I got so much done this morning, and you're like, oh man, all I want to do is go back to bed. Okay, well, we cleaned the house. You know, we cleaned the bathrooms. Okay, I know a lot of you guys think we have a maid or we have a... No, we don't have a maid right now. No, every now and then we'll get somebody for deep cleaning. But no, you know, we clean our own crap. So, and not the office. The office, we have to get somebody professional. But, you know, and so I was teaching the kids. For some reason, one of my kids actually showed interest in how to clean the toilets and how to clean the bathroom. I mean, when I grew up, you didn't clean the toilets or clean the house, you didn't get to eat. Nowadays, kids think it's a choice, and they think they should get a $20 allowance for even standing there in your presence being taught. Not that that happened at all. But anyway, you know, and, you know, I noticed some of the easiest things to do is just to not go by the rules, okay? My mom's rules to cleaning the bathroom is you have to wear goggles, you had to have a helmet, you had to have your hair pulled all the way back, you had to have a bandana around your mouth. You used to have a bandana on your hair, you know, because that's just something girls used to wear during the, you know, Russian pogrom days. They had some sort of a bonnet. Now you put a bandana on your mouth. You had to have those big, ugly pink or blue gloves, dishwashing gloves. You had to wear an apron. You had to have knee pads. Okay, well, nobody does that, even this day and age. I'm like, look, I don't have the gear to clean my house, so I'm not going to do it. So I just told him, you get a wet towel, you get the spray-on stuff so you don't have to do the squeezy, grimy stuff. Actually, we put more crap on our face than we put on our bathroom tile. Do you notice that? Have you guys ever looked at women's facial products? All right, it reminds me of the old type of scrub. There was back in the 80s, this scrub. It was very green and rocky. I don't remember what the name was. It was probably some generic form. And it would be very, very rocky and grimy. And it was supposed to help take off deep dirt from the shower. You know, and nowadays everything is very clean and light and jelly and fragranty and very pretty. Okay, it was almost like back in the 80s, like Comet gel, but it wasn't called gel. Gel wasn't a term used back then. It was like a cream, or I don't know what the heck it was. Okay, nowadays I don't see where that stuff is in the store. However, a lot of my facial cleansers have that. A lot of the facial cleansers, do you notice they're a thick scrub? I could probably clean the bathroom and I could probably clean the shower with the facial scrub. Now, what I'm thinking of doing, the problem is it's really expensive to do that because your facial stuff is expensive. But what I'm thinking about doing is if my kids don't want to get exposed to the chemicals by Comet and stuff because, you know, they're weenie, then I can give them my facial scrub to go and clean the toilets with that, and then I could turn around and clean my face with the 409. Anyway, so we got the house all cleaned up. I was pretty, pretty happy. And then, as a reward, I took them to go and see Planet of the Apes. And, it was good. Don't worry, I'm not gonna spoil it for you guys. I have to say, a little bit unrealistic. Okay, you know, because some of the apes were talking. Okay, remember the first Planet of the Apes movie, one of them was learning how to talk. Okay, but it was good. It was very action-packed. There wasn't too many lovey-dovey scenes. You know, not too many, you know, girls screaming. That's the problem I have with Transformers. We saw the Transformers movie. The problem with the Transformers movies, I think, okay, number one is the Transformers, they move too fast. Even though I think this Transformers was one of the best Transformers I've seen. Just about as good as the first Transformer movie. But anyway, in the Transformer movies, there's always some, girl scantily dressed with, I don't know, sweaty, I don't know why they make her do that. And they always have some half-naked girl running around the Transformer movies. Okay, and they're not the best actress either. Okay, that doesn't make any sense to me. Okay, just, you know, give us the storyline. I understand, you know, guys like seeing that stuff. But, I mean, for me, I just want to see the Transformers transform and then go and get the bad guys. And then they transform back into something else. Transformers was very, very good because you also had dinosaurs. Okay, dinosaurs are Transformers now. In that particular case, no, it doesn't have to be realistic at all. Not at all. Okay, Transformers, that was never realistic. But whenever you're going to be using animals and biology, then I want science. In the Planet of the Apes movie, in the first movie that we saw a few years back, there was supposed to be some contagion, some virus about to kill everybody. Now, you see, for me, I love those types of movies, like Outbreak, Contagion. Show me a movie where there's a virus that spreads through droplet transmission or, you know, have a big scene with some good oral fecal route. I'm really entranced by that because I really dig the whole biology and the science because I like to look for something very, very truthful, although, and accurate. I did have difficulty with the first outbreak movie with Dustin Hoffman. They showed kidney cells and those were not kidney cells. And I was in medical school at the time, but what were some of my friends? Ingrid Patch, Dr. Patch, she practices out of California right now. I was sitting next to her and I go, those aren't kidney cells. Those aren't renal cells. She goes, I know, it's okay. And I'm like, no, it's not okay. Because, I mean, I was really into this movie thinking it was really going to be scientifically accurate. So Planet of the Apes, I expected to be very scientifically accurate. Because, you know, we learned a lot about monkeys and apes and, you know, orangutans and all the other primates that they had in that movie. Nah. But Transformers, I enjoyed that one more because I didn't have to put on my science head. I could sit there going, look, I don't have to sit here and justify or correct or critique the science. So it was a much easier movie. There was only one scene where Mark Wahlberg was semi-shirtless. A big critique on my end. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U. Economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation, and for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands demands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really, really do appreciate it. You can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, this article is probably one of my favorite articles ever. I've been doing this show now for 5.5 years. In fact, July 9th would have been my 5.5 year anniversary. And this one article is probably one of my favorite articles yet, although I need to test everything. Because not only do I like to speak about medical, but I like to talk about anything that makes our lives easier, whether it deals with, you know, children, whether it deals with our finances, whether it deals with family issues, I don't know, sex, And this article, this is very, very interesting. It's from epic-.com. And it's called The 46 Most Brilliant Life Hacks That Every Human Being Needs to Make Life Easier. Now, some of you have already heard some of these from me. Some of you guys already do them. But this is a compilation. My husband found this. Of 46 different things that may make your life absolutely easier. Like, for example, you know, I told you one of my medical students told me to put my iPhone on airplane mode to charge it. Because it'll charge probably 3 to 4 times as fast. Okay, there are little things like that, and I want to share them with you guys. I mean, there's tons of things that I didn't even think of that I think work. We're going to be testing a few of these. So let's just kind of go through some of them. And, this is pretty, pretty cool. Okay, so like for example, let's say you're driving down a freeway, and usually exit ramps are supposed to be on the right, but every now and then these new cities will have left exit ramps. Actually, I'll see that in LA. Vegas has started doing that, where the left exit ramp, and by the time you figure it out, you now need to shift all the way over 3 lanes. Well, according to this article, and I can't say if it's 100%, whenever there's a exit like 346A or exit 42B, if that's in the upper right corner, then it's on the right. If the exit is in the upper left, then that means you are going to be leaving towards the left. Okay? So check that out. In fact, I'm putting this on my Facebook and Twitter so you guys could take a look at that. I mean, that's just something that makes your life simple. They say a lot of you guys don't know what to do with your plastic chip bags. Well, apparently these plastic hangers that you get from grocery stores that have those plastic chips, you know, where the hanger isn't really much of a hanger, or clothing stores where the hanger isn't much of one, but it has a couple of those clips. They said you could take those clips and they could use it for your potato chip bag. Those are pretty cool. Some of us have our favorite pair of jeans. And we don't want to get rid of our favorite pair of jeans, but we need to because the zipper's broke. So how do you keep the zipper? They say what you do is you take a keychain, just the ring of the keychain, hook it onto the, it can't be a snap, it would have to be a button, and then hook the zipper onto that. And that should keep your zipper up the whole time. This is pretty cool. Some of you guys drink wine. I don't. And you need to chill the wine or keep the wine chilled. I don't really know much about wine and which wines to chill or not. But they say freeze grapes and then put grapes into the wine glass. Keep those down there. One, it looks good. Two, it doesn't water down the wine. Because if you put ice in your wine, it waters it down. You could actually do that with any drink. If you have a frozen melon ball, frozen cantaloupe, frozen strawberry, you could put that in any of your drinks in the bar, and that'll, A, show the fruit, B, you don't have to water it down with ice. I can't stand it when restaurants give you drinks that are like half full of ice as it is. They say, let's say you're trying to fit 2 bowls into the microwave, and the bowls don't fit. You can only put 1 bowl at a time. They say, get a mug, put that next to the first bowl, okay, because the mug and the bowl will fit on the microwave tray, and then stick the other bowl on top of the mug. Now you got 2 bowls in the microwave. This is like so cool. Sorry, I have to tell, you know. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Any cool tricks that you guys know of, 1-877-362-3254. Share them. This stuff just makes your life easier. You got a crib. The kid grew out of it. They show a picture of how to make it into a desk. Some of us need to clean our roof gutters. Okay? And rather than getting on a ladder and hurting yourself, they said take a leaf blower and put some PVC pipes on it. And those PVC pipes long enough to get up onto your roof. You want to make an ice cream sandwich? Take a couple cookies. Use a big knife. You cut the small Ben and Jerry's ice cream thing into a little cylinder. You just kind of cut a big slice. Stick it on your cookie. Now you got an ice cream sandwich. How to unclog drains without getting liquid Drano that never seems to work. They say pour a half a cup of baking soda, a half a cup of vinegar into the clogged drain. Now, it's going to start to foam. I wouldn't breathe this stuff. I would probably flee. But apparently, it does, once you rinse it down, it unclogs the sink, probably because it burns everything. Stinky shoes. I got two boys now, and the biggest thing we're worried about is how much their shoes are going to stink more than mom's. You take a tea bag, and you take a dry tea bag, and you stick it in the smelly shoes, okay? You can also stick a tea bag into the gym bag, and it's supposed to absorb the odors. How do you get people to stop stealing your pens at work? For those of Genesis, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're talking about tips to make your life easier. To get people to stop stealing your pen, they say change the blue ink or the black ink cartridge and put it into your red pen cartridge. Nobody ever steals a red pen because in most offices you're not supposed to use red. So whichever color you're not supposed to use, grab the cartridge, stick it in that. Nobody will ever grab that pen. That makes sense. Your garbage bin is a brewing ground for germs and odors. They say every time you open up a new garbage bag, throw newspaper, old newspaper at the bottom of it. It's going to absorb the juices and absorb, hopefully, smells. Let's say you have to heat leftovers, and the leftovers are a big pile, and you're tired of standing in front of the microwave covering your jewels, waiting for the microwave to end. They say you make a little space circle, okay, so it kind of looks like a donut, a ring, and that'll allow it to heat up quicker and more evenly. If you have a blurry camera, they say put a piece of scotch tape over it. It could actually improve the image quality. Now, this one I know a lot of you guys are going to like. How to cool down a beer quickly if the beer is warm. They say you take a wet paper towel, you put it around the beer, and then you stick it in the freezer in 2 minutes. It is going to be cool enough to drink, just 2 minutes. A lot of us, we stick something in the freezer and then we forget about it. Let me see. Let's say you want to hold a nail while you're hammering, and you don't want to hit your thumb and then have to run to Dr. Dahlia for her to take off your thumbnail and bandage you up. You take a clothespin, and you use the clothespin to hold the nail. Your fingers get to be far out of the way, and then you can nail it in. This is my biggest pet peeve. My kids will get a toy, or we'll get something in that plastic packaging that you can't open. So I try to find a scissors and try to cut it, and sometimes that doesn't work. They say use one of those can openers, those handheld can openers. Use that, and it'll slice right through it. Some of you guys reheat your pizza in a microwave, and then it gets kind of soggy or chewy. They say put a glass of water in the microwave next to the pizza. For some reason, the pizza will stay nice and crispy. These are cool. All right, let me see if I could quickly, kernels. Let me see. Oh, yeah. If you have wood issues that look funny, take a walnut, rub it against the wooden furniture, and the dings will go away. Let me see here. Oh, yeah, while camping, if you need a light source, what you do is you take a milk carton, and if you could put the light source in the 1 gallon jug of water or milk carton, it'll light up the place. That's pretty cool. I know. When you're trying to deal with the key ring and you don't want to break your nails and you're trying to get that key ring off so you got something for your zipper, they say use one of those jaws, one of those staple removers. Those things work. All right, so there's plenty more, but wow. Oh, by the way, those little Chinese things that for Chinese food, those boxes, they fold out and you can actually make a plate out of it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Really quickly, a correction. My husband, who is a camping and backpacking expert, said you don't try to fit the light into the milk carton. You just attach the light to the milk carton, and the milk carton can spray out the light, okay, in your tent and all that. And then, of course, he looked at me like I was boo. Okay, so, all right. Yeah, my husband's right. That was a stupid. I made a stupid. I apologize. Oh, by the way, he also reminded me, a lot of TVs, in your hotel room may have an area for charging for your USB port. So if you need to charge your charger and you forgot the outlet thingy, you could stick that in there. Yeah. Another thing, by the way, really quick, that was really, really cool. A lot of you guys have an iPhone, and then you have a good song, and you put it on speaker, and you want everybody to hear. And everyone's like, look, I can't hear the song. You know, I'm not going to come over to your work cubby. They say, get a toilet paper roll. Cut a little thing into the toilet paper roll. Stick it in the toilet paper roll long ways, and the sound comes out both sides of the toilet paper roll. Of course, you're going to have to remove all the toilet paper first. But this final thing, and I promise I'll move on, but this stuff is cooler than what I have to talk about. Here, a lot of times we only have AAA batteries, right? Yet AA batteries is the number one battery needed in most electronics. So now your kid can't play his toy, and he's crying, wah, because there's no battery. And you're like, all I have are AAA batteries. They say, actually, now I don't know much about this because I would be afraid to electrocute myself, but they say use scrunched up foil. You could temporarily put a AAA battery into a AA battery thing if you have foil you could use. It won't last long, but it may be do just enough for somebody to run down to Target or Walmart. Okay, and then finally, elevator buttons. This is very, very interesting. I never knew about that, okay? So every now and then you're in an elevator, and some kid comes in, or somebody really gets mad because you farted in the elevator or something, and they hit all the buttons, so now you're screwed because you have to hit every single button. They say if somebody does that, you just press each button again twice. It is supposed to uncolor it and unpress it. If that really is the case on most standard elevators, oh my gosh, we have been wasting our time going to all these other floors. So next time you're in New York, try that. Go into one of their skyscrapers, all 134 floors, and hit all the buttons and see if that really works. Okay, now maybe just do it on one floor. All right, let's get to some medical headlines. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, iPads may be giving people nickel rashes. Apparently, there was an 11-year-old boy recently treated at a San Diego hospital because he had an itchy body rash. And according to journal Pediatrics, in a report that came out today, they think it was from his iPad. Now, nickel rashes not from the money nickel, but from the same compound as in, I think that's the same nickel. Yeah, I think nickels should be made of nickels. Yeah, it should be a nickel. Yeah. Dime? No, there's no compound named dime. It's probably made out of nickel. Anyway, I got to look that up. But nickel is a metal that's used. It's a very inexpensive metal used for your button snap and your pants. It's used in a lot of cheap jewelry. And many people start to react. Well, apparently it's also found in electronic devices, laptops, cell phones, etc. They're very uncomfortable. They cause skin eruptions. And a lot of times we'll use a little bit of steroid. Sometimes we have to do an antibiotic. So the boy had a common skin condition that caused scaly patches, but he developed a different rash all over his body that did not respond to usual treatment. They found out it was nickel allergy to his iPad. Now, most nickel allergies are usually very direct and localized. It'll hit the spot that's very localized, that one area there that it touches. However, some allergies will then be propagated throughout the whole body. You'll also see them in eyeglass frames as well as zippers. According to Fox News, they say nickel allergies are becoming more and more common. 25% of children who get skin tests for allergies actually have nickel allergies. This is up from 17% a decade ago. Now, why would that be? You know, one of you had asked me, why is everybody now allergic to peanuts? You know, that used to not be an issue. You know, here's the thing, all right? No, we're not becoming weenier. We are, I think, though, becoming, yeah, we're becoming weenier. We really are. I mean, think about it. We really are becoming weenier. We are. That's got to be it. I mean, everything is antimicrobial around us. Everything is antibiotics. We're so sheltered that all of a sudden, I mean, our bodies just aren't resilient. I mean, look at how our kids used to be. Now, I'm not saying go back to the olden days, okay? We kind of can't now. There's too much crap out there. We're going to be talking about this 9-year-old girl who died from we have another fatality from the entamoeba. Histolytica. But, I mean, you know, look at our kids. Just think back to, you know, the Tom Sawyer days, right? Kids would be outside. They would come home filthy in the mud. Mom would tell them to jump in the lake to wash off. You know, we would eat food and flies would land on the food and you would chew the fly off. You know, I noticed back in the 90s with one of my younger brothers, they would freak out when a fly was near their food. I'm like, it's a fly. You know, fly poop is probably healthier than what this food actually touched or what's on your hands. And so, you know, going camping. Okay, when you're going camping, there's dust and dirt and everything gets on your food. You just eat it because you're camping. We don't do that anymore. Now we are so worried about all these infectious diseases and we're all freaked out about everything that, you know, I'm just thinking we just haven't toughened up. We're not going out into the sun. You know, everybody's completely covered up with the sun. Games, of course, are now nighttime or, early. You know, we make sure it's away from sun. Now, true, I, you know, work and live in one of the hottest areas of the country and the sunniest, so I can understand us trying to protect these kids from the sun. I think that's important. But we're just very protective these days. I find that very, very concerning. All right, now, but what's more concerning are cases like this. Unfortunately, a 9-year-old Kansas girl died. She loved water sports, and she unfortunately contracted one of those rare brain-eating amoebas. I apologize. It wasn't entamoeba histolytica. It was Nigeria fowleri. This was an amoeba found in freshwater sources, like you find it in lakes, rivers, hot springs. She was hospitalized after getting meningitis-like symptoms. This is some very, very, very scary stuff. It's very, very rare. There's been less than 200 cases in the U.S. being reported in the last 5 decades, but we've heard of 5 or 6 of them now in the last few years. So I'm not sure if she was at a water park. They say our family is very active in water sports, but she wasn't wearing nose plugs, and it's the silt at the bottom of one of these lakes or riverbeds or something, that if that gets kicked up, the Nigeria or the entamoeba that's down there can get up. It could get into your nose, land in your nose. Your nose is very moist. It climbs up all the way to the brain. It starts munching on the brain, causing you to have a meningitis. Most cases are fatal. Family has set up a scholarship in their daughter's name to provide educational opportunities for girls who love basketball, as their daughter did. The daughter was really into sports. It's a shame. The daughter looks like an absolute angel. It's scary to think something like this could happen. And what really bothers me about a case like this is I want us to go outside. I want us to enjoy nature. I really do. But when a case like this happens, just because they swam in fresh water, that's some scary stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC, 1-877-DOC, D-A. Dahlia. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Patrick wants to know if apes or monkeys will eventually evolve to be able to speak. He wants to know if there's any biological framework for this. It's funny. I didn't learn much about that in my biological training. I majored in biology, minored in chemistry, took extra biology just because I liked it. But, we never really discussed, are they going to be able to have the communication means to, they could communicate very well, but would they have the means to actually use the intricacies of our language? I remember they were talking about years ago that maybe if they learned a different language, something less complex than English. You know, a lot of us are trying to teach these animals how to speak English, and English is very difficult to speak. You know, maybe we need to try another type of language where it's easier to use with their vocal cords and their mouth, etc. Back in 2011, I believe they did a study to look to see if they could have the capability of cross-sensory associations. By cross-sensory associations, able to link certain things to something else, which is extremely important in terms of language. I see something, I decide that I need to tell you something about what I saw, and I need to be able to then convert that to speech. So this cross-sensory association is supposed to be a framework of what can help these animals then evolve into having or develop more finer skills. So there was a team from Charlotte University of Medicine in Berlin. I had to look this up over the break. And they had basically flashed black or white squares for 200 milliseconds at a time on screens in front of 6 chimpanzees and 33 humans. The subjects had to indicate whether the square was black or white by touching a button of the right color. A high or low pitch sound was randomly played in the background during each test. Chimps and humans were better at identifying white squares when they heard a high pitch sound and more likely to correct the dark squares when they played a low pitch sound. But performance was poor when the sounds were swapped. Even humans were slower to identify a white square paired with a low-pitched noise and a black square with a high-pitched noise. Okay, the chimps' responses were even less accurate than the humans. So basically, the reason why this test was significant was that some of these things are not learned. They are already instinctive. But the fact that animals already had the instinctive ability like humans did means they have a lot of what us humans have. Okay, and maybe it needs just a little bit of coaxing. Let me see. There was another study out of UCSD where they asked adults to ascribe Kiki and Booba to a spiky and a rounded shape. And they almost all dubbed the spiky shape Kiki and the rounded one Booba. Regardless of culture or language, children found it easier to say those also. That would be a very interesting test also if you could get an animal to repeat certain sounds, which ones they would rather do, something like Booba or Kiki. Now, however, if you really look at animals' languages, like chimps' languages, some of them can do the very high-pitched sounds and the E's. Those E's may be a lot more difficult than humans, but it may be easier for chimpanzees. So it's interesting. I think they could talk and make sounds, and we know they do. We know a lot of animals make sounds. My cat talks. He doesn't speak in my language, but he communicates. To me, it sounds like the same old meow, but I think I could tell the difference. I also think cats talk by ESP. Whenever, you know, I bring a cat home after being out with me for a while, and they come up to the other cat, nobody's talking, they go right up and sniff each other. And they look at each other's eyes, and they have some sort of telepathic communication. It's crazy. And then other times, the cats just have to yell at each other. So, I mean, you know, we study in our own ways animals' communication. But the other thing, too, is we communicate the way we do with talk because we need to. All right. Other animals don't need to. It may be superfluous. Like, for example, if our cats communicate to each other by looking at each other across the room, because I could tell one stares down the other and they stay fixated until it looks like their conversation is over. All right. Why would they want to learn how to talk? You know, people try to teach the dog how to talk. The dog will do it for a treat. You know, woof, 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 try to say roll over, roll over. And then, you know, they think the dog did it like, yay, whoa, 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 yay, he said it. Okay, you know, the chimp may be looking at us as to why do I want to order a piece of cherry pie with whipped cream. I do not want to speak. I do not want to say that. That makes no sense to me. Okay, that's not how I communicate. For example, if you told us as humans, you need to communicate by wiggling your ears, okay? And some of us can wiggle our ears. Or you need to communicate by tap dancing. Well, I don't really know how to tap dance, okay? Well, you know, you could speak, or you could also tap dance, and it communicates that I really don't want to tap dance or learn how to tap dance, but I really have to do it. I guess I could tap dance, but I really want to do it. That's what I think is going on in the chimp's mind. They're like, I could speak. Leave me alone. I just don't want to. Okay? 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, even though there are some states where you could get legal marijuana, in most states you can't. And there's a synthetic cannabis called spice. And we've talked about spice and how it caused one teen to become catatonic. We've heard of some, I believe we've heard of some deaths related to spice. And this is becoming something that is at the forefront of the, it's an illegal drug made of legal components. Okay? And we don't know what the heck is in it. Well, a 19-year-old woman in Spain now experienced catatonic psychosis after smoking the synthetic cannabis. She sought treatment in a clinic in Valencia back in 2012. After she stopped using the drug, she fully recovered in June 2013. She had, I guess, used spice, and it was more powerful than any other regular cannabis compound could be on the brain. And it caused her to basically go into a psychotic state. She was trying to eat herself. She was talking to herself, very disheveled. And it was really trying to eat her up in the brain. She had visual hallucinations, like seeing little angels in the bathroom. And eventually it progressed where she couldn't move. She stood in a bent over position like a praying mantis. Her neck, head, arms all became rigid. Catatonic is like where you can't move. Catatonia is where it's mentally induced. So anyway, they treated her like they would treat a person with Parkinson's disease, depression, and anxiety. Luckily, she was off the spice and improved. But you got to know what your kids are doing, because spice could cause seizures, heart palpitations, kidney problems. Pretty scary stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Deli.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.